Loving a Lost Lord by Mary Jo Putney. Read by Kate Rawson. Chapter 1. Kent, 1812. Late night visitors were never good news. Lady Agnes Westerfield woke to banging on the door of her private wing of sprawling Westerfield Manor. Since her servants slept two floors above, and she wanted to stop the racket before it woke her students, she slid into her slippers and wrapped herself in a warm robe. Her candle cast unsettling shadows as she made her way to the door. Soft, steady rain hissed against the windows, punctuated by two deep gongs from the hall clock. Among the quiet hills of Kent, robbers were unlikely to knock on her front door, but she still called, "Who's there?"
"Randall."
Recognizing the familiar voice, she swung the door open. Her heart sank when she saw the three tall young men on her front steps. Randall, Kirkland, and Masterson had been part of her first class of students, her lost lords, who needed special care and education. There had been six boys in that class, and they had become closer than brothers. One had been lost in the chaos of France, another was in Portugal. Having three of the others show up with anguish in their eyes did not bode well. She gestured them inside.
"Is it Ballard?"
she asked, voicing a worry she'd had for months.
"Portugal is a dangerous place with the French army running amok."
"Not Ballard."
Alex Randall stepped inside and removed his rain-soaked cloak. He limped from a wound he'd received on the peninsula, but he was still...